Where does my body come from? This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories. Where does my body come from? Now, the Bible gives us all sorts of indications of where our body comes from. The Bible tells us that God created our body out of the infinite cosmos. God said, let there be man, and there was man, and let there be woman, and there was woman, and the animals. And he gave man dominion over all things. He didn't give animals dominion over it, but he gave man dominion over it. But out of the thought, out of the mind, out of the consciousness of God, man came. Now, what is the consciousness of God? The consciousness of God is the universal allness, the universal mind, the infinite mind of the cosmos, the mind that it is everywhere, through everything, as everything. It's in every man, woman, child. It's in every stone, every tree, every plant, every bee. It's in everything, this infinite cosmic mind. And wherever the infinite cosmic mind is, all that the infinite cosmic mind is present. So, as we live in a body that we have created, this body is a very wonderful thing. Now, let's just dwell for a moment on the thought, here we are in another galaxy, in another cosmos, in another universe, if such exist, and I believe they do. And what do the people look like there? What sort of bodies do they have? What sort of vehicle do they live in? How do they go around? Are they just like we humans on Earth? What about other people in our own galaxy here, in our own Milky Way, in our own series of planets and series of suns and moons and stars and so forth? Do they look just like we do? Do they have a body that is built to live in an environment much like our own, or is their environment different? Do they have more of different chemicals in their environment, and so their body is designed to utilize those chemicals in a different way? Well, could be. But what about my body? Where does my body come from? As we can readily see, our body comes from our thoughts. Now, every animal, and you laugh at this, I know, but every animal thinks that it's an animal. Every animal thinks that it's an animal, and it goes around acting like an animal, and it is an animal. And every human being goes around acting like a human being, and it thinks it's a human being. And every fish thinks that it's a fish. But now think of this. It's done unto us according to our thought. This is what the Bible teaches us. So now our body is done unto us according to our thought. So now a dog thinks that it's a human being. A dog wants to be with a human being and be with them and play with them and be treated by them and taken care of by them. But a dog doesn't really want to be a human being, because a dog doesn't want to learn how to speak. Now, a dog could learn how to speak. Many people try to teach their dogs how to speak and articulate, but the dogs sometimes pick it up a little bit, and sometimes they don't. They teach crows to speak and macaws to speak and other things. How strange, you know? But, hey, where'd my body come from? My body came from my thought. And so I think about my body as a beautiful, strong, powerful vehicle that takes me around and serves me as my vehicle to do whatever I want to do. And then sometimes I let other people's thoughts come in and tell me that I'm sick. Or other people's thoughts come in and tell me that this is a season for flu or something else silly like that. And when I allow myself to have that thought, then my body comes from those thoughts. So It seems to me that I'm going to be a good dog. I must keep my consciousness always aware that I'm a dog. And if I'm going to be a human being and I have a dog with me, I'm going to always treat that dog as a dog and respect that dog as a dog and expect that dog always to act as a dog, an intelligent dog to be sure, but not as a human being, because it is not a human being. It was not created to be a human being. It's created to be a dog. So now, I am created to be a human being. Now, what is it that I am created to be? Where does my body come from? Well, my body comes from my thought, and my thought comes out of the infinite cosmic intelligence of the universe, of the allness of the knowledge of the universe, and this is what we're told. And it is good and very good. This is another thing that we learn in the Bible, that we were created good and very good, and we are never to stray from that attitude that we are good and very good. Now, how do we remain in the attitude, and remember it's attitude, how do we remain in the attitude of being good and very good? How do we remain in the attitude of living in a good body, in a good brain, in a good world, in a good circumstance? How do we remain in that? Well, we remain in that by always remembering that we are created good and very good. And thereby and therein and every single moment of every single day, we say to our body, I like me, I like me, I like me. And our body responds by being likable. We say to our brain, I am intelligent, I am intelligent, I am one as the infinite cosmic mind, I know all things, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows all things, that I am divine. And then we know all things. Then the infinite wisdom of the universe plays through us just as though we are an open sesame to that infinite information of the universe, and we are the allness. Our body comes from our thought. Our body comes from our attitude. Now, some people have the attitude that their body is not so good, and their body is not so good. And other people have the attitude their body is very good, and their body is very good. Some people live in a world of unconditional love, no judgment of anything going on around them, only the whatever they believe, and they create a world around them of unconditional love, of doing things that are absolutely wonderful and fantastic and glorious in every single way. And this, of course, is exactly what we want to do. At least it's what I want to do. I read the Bible different, perhaps, than many people do. I look for good in the Bible. And I look for all the glorious things that the Bible has to say. Because it always says to me, be yourself, 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 be yourself. I hear that refrain echoing again and again and again in my consciousness. Be yourself, be yourself, be yourself, be yourself, be yourself. And then I listen to myself and I say, well, what self should I be? Who shall I be? Well, if you're going to be anything, be good, right? Be happy, be joyful, be loving, be positive, be perfect. Oh, be perfect? My goodness, how can I be perfect? Well, I can be perfect by having a perfect image of who I am. Every organ, action, and function of my body is ideal right now. I am the ideal idea of a human being. I am even better than that. Oh, much, 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 much better than that. I am the ideal idea of a divine being. I am the ideal idea of the ideal being, which transcends all and reveals itself as me now, here, right where I am, ideal. Wow, what a neat way to go. Yep. You know, if you look at the Bible and you look at the words of Jesus, he's constantly telling his followers to be themselves and have fun. He's saying the thing that we have to live for is to be ourselves, whoever we are, and whatever image we have of ourselves, and to have fun doing it. He didn't ask us to suffer. He didn't ask us to have pain. He didn't ask us to have illnesses. He didn't ask us to have any imperfection about us. He said, be perfect like your Father in heaven. And in heaven is within us, is. And so we're supposed to be perfect like this. Yes, yes, yes. And how do we be perfect like our Father within us? Well, you have to have perfect ideas. You got to think perfect thoughts. You don't think about people's problems. You think about the world of solutions and the world of challenges, of joy, of the excitement of climbing the mountain, the excitement of sliding down the ski slope with the ski board or skis, or just swimming in the ocean and enjoying life to the fullest at all times. And every moment you enjoy life to the fullest, life is there for you to enjoy it. But any moment that you feel that your life is a drag, that your life is no longer a joy, then you have better turn a new leaf, turn the page, and go into the direction you want to go. Now is the acceptable time for my good. Right now, right this minute. And what do these scientists tell us? These silly scientists. Scientist means those who study wisdom and knowledge. Okay, now these scientists tell us all time is now and all space is here. So the only time I'm ever going to live anywhere is now, and the only space I'm ever going to live in is here. And so if I live in the here and the now, right now, all the time, every moment of my life, every moment of my life, I will have a thrilling adventure. Life will be an exciting activity for me, and I will be so happy and so content and so fulfilled that I just will be beside myself. It's wonderful, but it's true. It's who I am. This is a story that the Hindus have taught to their people. This is a story that the Islams have taught to their people. This is a story that all religious cultures have taught to their people. The only thing that ever goes haywire on religious teachings is when there is a leader who thinks that he knows better than the people do. When the religious teacher is always teaching their followers, religious, the metaphysical philosophers teach their followers, know yourself, know yourself. Be yourself. Be yourself and have fun. Live your life with joy in your heart, joy in your being. That's what we're here to do. That's what our purpose is. That's why we're here, is to be the fulfillment of the idea we have in our consciousness. Now, we can be the fulfillment of the idea of a God of hell and damnation if we wish, or we can be the fulfillment of the ideal of a God of love. And if we are love, then we are truly the fulfillment of the God of love. And this, to me, is what is our reason for being here, why we have a body, and what we're supposed to do with our body. We're supposed to say every single moment, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I like me, I like me, I like me. Why not? You don't buy a house because you don't like it. You buy a house because you like it. You don't buy a car because you don't like it. You buy a car because you like it. You don't have children because you don't like children. You have children because you like children. You don't have a wife or a husband. You don't have a spouse because you don't like them. You have a spouse because you love them. But all of these things are predicated on one basic principle. You love yourself. When I love myself, all of my world is great. I see all of my world through my love-filled eyes. And that's why I have a body. My body is a body with love-filled eyes. And I have love-filled senses. All my 5, 10, 100 senses that I have are all tuned in to the world that I create by my thought. And it reflects back to me all of the love that I send out. all of the magic that's in my heart, all of the peace, all of the goodness, all that I am. And so I surround myself with my thoughts, and my thoughts are thoughts that are beautiful and good. And every person who is with me is beautiful and good. And this is why I have a body. This is why I have chosen to take this body. I know where it comes from. It comes from my thought. I have chosen to take this body. In other words, I have chosen to take my thoughts and have them be good and very good. I've chosen to take my thoughts and have them be the ideal representation of all that is beautiful and all that is lovely and all that is wonderful. It is done unto me according to my thought, and I live that. Where do my thoughts come from? Out of the infinite allness. Now, in the infinite allness, there are beneficial and non-beneficial thoughts. There are thoughts of every possibility, and I choose beneficial thoughts every time, because I wasn't born yesterday. I'm not stupid. I know who I am. I know that I'm good and very good. I know that I'm wonderful. I know that I am divine. And so I live this divinity under all circumstances, under all conditions. And living this circumstance, this living this body under all circumstances and all conditions, living this me-ness, who I am, is one of the greatest, most fantastic, glorious experiences I could ever imagine for myself. Because I love me, you know? And it's wonderful. So, I wish you all a most blessed, wonderful life in the body that you've chosen, and in the body that you constantly are redesigning and polishing and putting away. You live in the absolutely ideal body, the ideal diamond, if you like. It's already perfectly faceted, perfectly created. Now it's just up to you and it's up to me to keep polishing that diamond so that it keeps shining out the magic that it is. And when it shines out the magic that it is, then truly I will realize where my body has come from. It has come from that inner fire within my diamond, within me, always there, eager to express itself as perfection under all circumstances. So, my loves, you're fantastic. Thank you for being with me today. Know that I love you, I love you, I love you.